is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three, the Tuesday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with us and lots of our listeners there. Again, freetalklive.com. Everything there is free. Still to come here tonight, news is apparently Iran is shelling Iraq. $100 million of your taxpayer dollars being spent on a submarine, an old submarine. We'll explain all that and more if we get to it, but right now we're in the midst of the immigration topic, and as you might imagine, people want to talk about this. So let's talk to Greg in California. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, I'm so sad to hear you guys promoting open borders. And the purpose of our immigration laws is to encourage people with education, values, to come over to this country with something to offer. And you have an influx of millions of illegal immigrants with no loyalty to our country, with no desire to even learn English, and you're promoting that?
Do you think that people might have said that 100 years ago when your ancestors came across, Greg?
Well, my ancestors came across legally, and
Wait a minute. Legally, really, that's a cop-out, because there essentially were no laws on immigration 100 years ago.
Well,
people just showed up in ports, and they went to work.
Now, I want to also, before we go on,
do you know why? Because bigots have gotten in charge.
Hey, wait a minute. Now, before you go on, Greg, I want to jump back to a claim you made earlier. You said that the purpose of the immigration laws was to ensure what exactly?
That we have people, encourage people to come to this country that have something to offer rather than looking for a paycheck.
I see. So you're basing your opinions off of what the law says as opposed to basing your opinions off of what maybe this country was founded based on. Allow me to just read a short little poem for you. In case you aren't aware, this poem is called The New Colossus, and it's actually found on Statue of Liberty. Now let's see if this jibes with your definition of why we, you know, the types of people we should have coming in here via the immigration laws. The poem is, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be, breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Sorry, Greg, America was originally for all kinds of people that wanted to escape their terrible countries and come here so they could live free. There was no requirements for being educated or being wealthy or anything like that.
Live off our system, that is.
What are you talking about? There was no system back then for people to live off of. So we got rid of the system, Greg.
Right. Now, the system is what's evil, Greg.
Exactly.
We have a welfare system that steals from people, and you are willing to sacrifice these people's lives on that altar of that welfare system. Get out there and fight welfare.
You're living in a fantasy world. There is a system out there. Until you get rid of it,
get out there and fight. Greg, get out there and fight it. Don't call me about immigration when what the problem is welfare. Fight welfare.
You're not fighting welfare. You're fighting immigration.
You go one step at a time. You can't just say, okay.
But wait, Greg, your step is to create new government programs, new government enforcement, bigger government. That's your step that you're talking about.
And, Greg, if we overloaded the welfare system. Now, first off, illegal aliens are not eligible for the vast majority of welfare. There's a few small programs out there. You're not paying a great deal for illegal aliens. But wait, before you go any farther, let me finish the thought here real quick. First off, they're not eligible for that program. Secondly, if you overload the program, it very well could go away. That's another possibility. I'm not saying that's what I want to do, but it could happen. Americans will not put up with just paying for other people to get away with crap.
See, go ahead, Greg. You're not. Why don't you tell us why it is that you're fighting immigration as opposed to fighting welfare?
Well, I agree we should fight welfare too, but let's be realistic. Until we solve the system problems, we can't encourage any more people to come milk it.
Okay. As Manwich just pointed out, it's very limited the amount of welfare programs that immigrants can take advantage of.
I'm not talking about welfare. I'm talking about free health care. I'm talking about schools, free schooling.
That's all welfare. It's all centralized welfare distribution.
Our teachers are too busy teaching kids to learn English rather than teaching people that already speak English, Americans, what I'm concerned. I'm not talking race. I don't break out the race card like you guys do. Americans, what they should be learning, because they're too busy teaching these illegal immigrants to speak freaking English.
Okay, wait a minute.
I agree that they should be teaching them to speak English, but what are we going to do about that? The problem is public schools.
No, you only let people in here that knowing English or willing to learn.
Did your people
English.
Come over here speaking English?
Didn't they have? Okay, let's start from the time when they had immigration laws. Let's not go prior to that.
Why?
You had
this country was founded by immigrants,
tests, right?
What?
You had to take tests in order to
there are
immigrate.
Tests today. There are
well,
tests.
Nobody. Yeah, I'm talking about the. I have no problem with legal immigration.
Right, because the laws were written by a bunch of bigots wanting to keep brown people out.
I don't think we need tests in order to make people free, Greg. Do you really want to only make people that can pass a test free?
I would like them to have some loyalty to this country.
Loyal to the country? Well, now, wait a minute. I don't agree with this government, and I refuse to pay taxes to it. Does that make me disloyal?
Well,
I think it does, doesn't it? So what are you going to do, deport me?
Well, you can speak English, so that's
a
start.
Okay, so if the immigrants couldn't get their hands on welfare, let's presume that there's a bunch of welfare out there, even though Manwich claims that there's not. Let's presume there's a bunch of welfare out there that they can get their hands on. That's what's really irritating you. That's your prime issue, right? Is it the welfare or is it the English speaking?
Well, it's both. I mean, it's
okay.
Irritating you too.
What do you
welfare,
have to
right?
say? What do you have to say to the fact that the people that come over here after one generation? That they, most of them know English.
Well, that's fine. I mean, they're at least, those people are, by our laws, legal.
No. This is just by nature, by the marketplace. They have an incentive to learn English because most people know it here in America. Therefore, it's good for them to learn English. They can get more jobs if they learn English. There doesn't have to be a law that we pass in order to do this.
That's
why
fine.
Is everything more laws for you?
Do we not
have enough laws in America? Why do you want to pass more laws, Greg?
No, it's not laws. It's just a way to ensure that we keep some semblance of a culture.
What? Okay. I've always been wondering. Please, what is this culture that you're talking about?
I don't
about?
Know. It's you tell me because
you don't know, but you'll
anymore.
Know it if you lose it. Is that what it is?
I think it's gone already. I really don't even know what an American
so
is.
So how are you going to get it back?
Well, no, I'm not with open borders, I can tell you that.
What? You don't even know what it is you want. You just told me you don't know what it is.
We had open borders in this country for the vast majority of its existence. Why is it so terrible now?
Because people are coming over here and...
They're not speaking
English.
They
don't even get driver's licenses, and they're having car wrecks.
They can't get driver's licenses, man. They're
actually,
illegal.
They can if they have fake... But it's just a whole... thing that it's illegal, the whole... Well,
that's right. We're making it so
advantage.
Damn hard for them, they can't take responsibility for their own car wrecks.
Right. If there was no federal laws in regards to immigration, then every immigrant would be legal. Wouldn't that be nice?
It's the law of unintended consequences. Every time you make a law like this, it creates unintended consequences. These anti-immigration laws
right.
have created
it,
the consequences
nice
that Americans
with,
can't get their car wrecks paid
it
for.
It would be nice with the current welfare system that we have. And you I agree
entirely with you on that.
Then I really think
let's
that you
be
need
realistic.
Well,
okay.
No, you need to be realistic and realize that if you pass more laws restricting immigration like George Bush was
talking about
last night... Hold on, Greg. Enforcing the laws. Okay, if you want to increase the enforcement,
yeah.
then you're looking at a war on immigration, my friend. And if you've paid any attention to any of the other government wars, including the war on poverty, the war on drugs, you will know that this will be an ultimate failure.
I agree. The drug war is a big joke.
Well, this is going to be a big joke. If you increase enforcement, it just means that the immigrants will have to pay the mafia more to get them over here because the mafia will have to pay more bribes to more border patrol people. This is not going to stop immigration at all. All it's going to do is make life more inconvenient for Americans, for law-abiding citizens that are just going to bend over and accept national identification cards, accept police checkpoints, accept the police state because it'll protect them from the immigrants. Let's fight welfare. Let's fight big government because what you're calling for here, Greg, is more big government. You need to think about it.
Thanks for
the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. We got Gavin. He wants to talk about the marketplace. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money-saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel-powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money-saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly, non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. If you missed a moment of the show, never fear. We've got them archived for you right there on the front page of the website. You just go and download them. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Totally free. Front page, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. Excuse me. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We go to the amplifier-only line, and Gavin in Massachusetts, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Gavin.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about birds, the free market, and private property.
Birds?
There was a story here in Western Massachusetts about two men who own a fish hatchery who were caught by federal authorities having killed 250 blue herons, a bald eagle, and a bunch of ospreys.
Well, they're in big
trouble. They are in big trouble. Apparently, they're facing up to 6 months in prison and $15,000 in fines for each death.
Oof, okay.
So it could be up to 125 years in prison. And now, I'm generally against laws. I think there are too many laws in this country, and
right.
I think we could do with fewer of them. But this seems like a case where the law is justified. It seems like a reasonable place to have a law.
You're right. It does seem like it.
It does seem like it to me, too. I have a difficult time arguing this one.
However, the reason why... Well, first of all, we need to look at these laws that allegedly protect these animals in the first place. I don't know what the bureaucracy is, but there is a government bureaucracy dedicated to animals and protecting them, and they're in the Endangered Species Act, I think, is what created it. I don't know what the bureaucracy is.
Isn't it the EPA?
It might be the EPA.
The Fish and Wildlife Service.
Well,
essentially, they're charging these guys.
Essentially, there's a list of animals that are protected. There's also a list of animals that are endangered. And if you are found to be killing one of these animals, you're going to get in big trouble, like these guys are. Well, what we need to do is actually get rid of those lists, unprotect these species, allow the marketplace to take hold, and that way people can purchase, sell, trade, and deal in all kinds of animals, including, yes, bald eagles. Because can you imagine if people were actually allowed to own bald eagles? They would be creating more bald eagles. They would be breeding the bald eagles. There would be a proliferation of bald eagles. And it really wouldn't matter if a couple of yokels shot a bald eagle on their fishing property at that point. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I kind of see that point. Although, I mean, in this case, these guys have a fish hatchery. And,
right.
I mean, they killed 250
blue herons.
I mean, essentially, they put out a great big bait. Right, and think of their fish hatchery as just this sort of bait pond.
Well, one could say that about cornfield and bunnies. I mean, it's not entirely fair. The fact is,
cornfield people kill bunnies. Is that what you said?
I'm sure that they kill some sort of animal or another.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't you if it was eating
rodents,
your corn?
Rats. Sure.
Now, there's fewer blue herons and bald eagles, and they're sort of in our mind, they're what they call charismatic megafauna, so they have these personalities to us.
Unlike snakes.
You know, you kill off a bunch of black snakes, nobody cares. But you kill the bald eagle, and I care, believe me, I care, when they kill a bald eagle. But what Ian says really would help protect it, and the argument's kind of similar to the immigration cultural change argument, because America's going to get bigger, and there's going to be more human beings populating this area, and therefore... top end food chain predators are probably not going to be in the wild unless somebody can buy large tracts of land in which they can live freely.
Which we can also have if we allow the market to operate better. For instance, the federal government owns oodles and oodles of land. In fact, I think they own, the majority of land out west? I'm not sure what the statistic is there, but if the feds were to sell off all the land that they own and then conservancy groups like the Nature Conservancy, there's some other ones out there that actually do buy land and protect it and protect the animals on that land and breed those animals, so there's no possibility of extinction. In private hands, I mean, look at cows, for instance. Okay, yeah, lots of them are slaughtered to eat meat and all that sort of thing, but on the other side of that coin, because of the fact that many of them are slaughtered, because of the fact that there is pretty much a free marketplace in cows, there's so many of them. I mean, there's so many cows in America. They're not going away anytime soon. So let's allow that to happen with all animals. Sure, some of them are going to die. But if you can save them on your own and allow them to live on your own under your care, then it won't matter, again, if a couple guys kill some blue herons on their farm. And if the word gets out that these guys killed all these animals, then that could affect their business in a negative fashion in the marketplace, couldn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that. It seems like it's different because wildlife is kind of a scarce resource.
Ooh.
I mean,
Yeah, it seems to be scarce, but that's only because we have government protections on those resources. Let's allow the free market to handle it, then the resources will become abundant and plentiful. Thanks for the call, Gavin. Your cell phone's kind of cutting out. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Did I make myself clear on that? The marketplace allows abundance. Regulations, essentially, look, go ahead and go to Mary Ruart. Go to her book, Healing Our World. She's got a great segment in there about two African countries in the wild elephants that they have there.
Mm-hmm.
One country decided it'd be a good idea to allow people to trade in, or allow the native tribes to trade in African in the elephants. And so they
ivory
did.
And stuff.
Right. And so they did. And the population was starting to boom after 10 years of that freedom.
The
elephant population. In a neighboring country where there was still a prohibition on killing elephants, you still had poachers. You know, if you've got individuals owning elephants and there's poachers around, those individuals are going to take steps to protect their property. But if you can't have the elephants as property, then nobody really cares about protecting them, because the government bureaucrats, they really don't care. They might talk a good game about how they want to protect the elephants, but in reality, they're just a bunch of do-nothing bureaucrats, like most bureaucrats are. Let's go to the phones. You bring up what's on your mind. It's Bill in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. You guys are doing a great job. You know, that's why
you
have the program.
Thank you, sir.
It's on your mind.
You know, pretty much I just wanted to talk about the immigration issue very briefly and, you know, just kind of express how amazing it is that everything that you just said to that last guy on the phone is almost verbatim what I talk to people about when they come into my shop or email people when they...
You mean
express
the last guy about immigration?
What?
You mean the last guy about immigration?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the whole thing about, you know, Emma Lazarus's poem on the Statue of Liberty and
right.
The Irish and the Jews and the Vietnamese and all the other people who came to this country because they wanted what we had and were willing to work to make it better. And I don't understand how these people think that making something like the Berlin Wall or the Iron Curtain around our own country is going to make us better, when we've already seen how those things have worked in other
it's
places
amazing,
around
isn't
the world.
It really is just it's just mind-numbing.
It's insane. It's suicidal. It's crazy. It's completely...
Then the last guy chastising us for for going after welfare first, saying, "Well, we got to take the right steps." Well, no, the wrong step is to ask for more government to solve a problem. That's the wrong step every single time.
Well, it's treating the symptoms and not the cause. You know, if you take somebody who's really tremendously ill and you do nothing but treat the symptoms, they're going to die because, you know, you're not addressing the root cause.
Well, keep fighting the good fight out there in your shop.
You're
converting a few minds over to our side. Thanks, Bill. 800-259-9231 runs a gun shop.
Runs a gun shop. Great.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It doesn't matter if it's birds or immigrants. We'll talk about it. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 100,000 posts and over 1,200 people interacting. It's all totally free. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed free at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go straight to it by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. We've been talking immigration quite a bit on the show here tonight. We've had phone calls and emails, and I had one more email here. It's a shorty, just to wrap up. To answer a question that I asked a few weeks ago on the show, we had an anti-immigration guy on the phone, and I just sort of flippantly asked, well, what would Jesus do about immigration? And the dude had no idea how to respond to that.
It is a tough...
However, Thomas does have the answer. He says, when you're asking what would God say about immigration, it's found in Leviticus 19:33-34. Don't mistreat any foreigners who live in your land. Instead, treat them as well as you treat citizens and love them as much as you love yourself.
Holy crap.
Remember, you are once foreigners in the land of Egypt. And again, he addresses it in Exodus 23:9.
I'm sorry, it was Leviticus what?
Leviticus 19:33-34.
Oh, so it's right then, there next to the tattooing and the beard rounding and...
And then, just to reassert, in Exodus 23:9, quote, don't mistreat foreigners. You were foreigners in Egypt, and you know what it is like. So there you go. What more do you need for those of you out there that are big Christian types that are anti-immigration? Looks like if you're anti-immigration, then you're anti-Bible. How about that? Let's talk to Corey in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Corey.
I just wanted to talk about Greg that called in about the immigration.
Yes.
He said that immigrants don't offer anything. I just thought that was a pretty bad statement to say. It's just kind of funny to make a generalization about all sorts of people. I mean, you could say the same thing about, you know, all whites, you know, or you could. It's a kind of a racist statement or a generalization that really doesn't work. I mean, I think
right.
People are individuals, I think.
Yes.
And you really can't judge an entire population on how good or how bad they are. I think they do offer labor. They do jobs that we don't want to do. He said that we should be realistic, but realistically, we're not going to pick fruit and work in a garden for lower wages.
Heck no.
And they need to fill that role in our economy. And then he was also talking about culture, and I think... you know, one thing is that if we have a good American economy, then that we have music, we have companies, we have sports products, things that go all over the world because we have a good economy, and I think that helps our culture, that helps the English language spread. People want to learn English and do trade with us because it's valuable.
Yep.
I think that's one thing is we shouldn't be going backwards by having more taxes and more programs, more laws,
yeah,
and making bigger government.
A new police enforcement state.
Yeah, we're going in the wrong direction. That's what Republicans are doing right now with making the size of government larger every year. And Another thing, too, is that, you know, like the caller said before, we don't want to build this wall of China or Berlin or whatever. I mean, that cuts down not only on, you know, how free you can pass back and forth, but also free trade, free markets, and freedom just in general.
Of course. Walls are not conducive towards freedom, you know, at least walls created by the government. I like the walls of my house. That's okay.
Right. Yeah.
That's private property.
John Stewart from Comedy Central said something kind of funny. He said, you know, if they thought that taking Elian Gonzalez out of Florida was hard, imagine taking 12 million illegals out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, think about it. This is one kid who was raided by police at gunpoint. And, you know, it was huge news. Just imagine what that's going to be like if they really went after it.
Now, George Bush said in his speech last night that he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to deport all the millions that are here. However, you know, again, he's talking out of one side of his mouth. However, they have also they've also created a $385 million program, money going to Halliburton, to create detention centers, which...
Right, I think
they're either going to use for suspected terrorists or illegals, one or the other.
That's a lot of suspected terrorists.
And the whole thing about it is, going back to another principle, is that when George Bush leaves, what if the wrong leader's in charge?
Right.
An even worse leader. You know?
the wrong leader is in charge. But
you know, it only escalates the amount of power, it seems, every decade here. And the more power and the more things they can do.
Well,
who knows who's going to be in those camps?
One thing we really should be working on is disabusing Americans of this whole idea that we need a leader, that Americans need to have this political personality in office in Washington, D.C. to tell them what's right, to tell them how to live their lives. You know, I think, like Harry Brown did, that we should have 300 million leaders in America, and we should not be looking to a bunch of yokels in Washington, D.C. to tell us what's right and what's wrong. It's insanity.
Absolutely. And you know what you pointed out too about loyalty, that you know you're not loyal to the government, and
nope.
Why does anybody need to be loyal to anybody? Loyalty is something that should be earned.
Has
the government earned our loyalty or trust?
No, they absolutely have not, Corey. No.
Right, and I'm not loyal. I fight because I fight against most of what it does,
Corey. And this is something that I kind of struggle with, and you know that I'm a big Captain America fan, and I love the American flag. My Eldorado is a 1976. I love America and the things that it, you know, I stand during the pledge, the whole deal.
Mm.
Sucker. What do you think nationalism really does for a nation, for a people, for anything? What good is nationalism?
I don't know.
I can't really think of anything.
I love America before my government. And I love people more than politicians telling us what to do. That's always first and foremost.
I think nationalism just directs a populace to be ignorant. It just directs a populace to defer to the state on whatever issues you know are present in the day.
Right.
It makes us weak. It makes us mentally lazy. Corey, thanks for the call.
Yep,
appreciate
thanks.
It, as
yep.
always. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Glenn in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Glenn. Glenn in Missouri?
Hey, I was listening to you talk about those waterfowl that were killed in the Endangered Species Act. And I'm surprised you guys didn't mention Ducks Unlimited.
Do tell. I don't know about it.
Ducks
you don't
Unlimited
know about
is a hunting
it.
Club.
Ducks Unlimited is a duck hunting club.
Okay.
It's a private, non-profit organization that goes out and leases. I don't know how much wetlands they have leased. But
A whole bunch.
Rather than the government, if they see a puddle on your property and want to take it or restrict what you can do,
right.
They will go and actually negotiate a contract to lease your property.
So that hunters can
use it, and so that can be preserved as a wetland.
Okay.
And it's a great example of a free market libertarian solution.
But they're not killing all of the ducks?
No.
They're killing some of them, but hey, it's duck hunting.
That's right.
And if they want people to come back and hunt more ducks the following year, they have to make sure that they produce more ducks to be hunted, right?
Exactly.
So they actually have to be careful and monitor the amount of ducks on their land, and if they notice that there's a drop-off, they've got to breed some to get them out there.
You bet. It's the free market working.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Glenn. Yep. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up absolutely anything. On the way, man, what you're going to tell us about $100 million in government pork being spent on an old submarine? It is your show, and you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
That's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have a listener map. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. Over 1,300 of our listeners from around the world are on the listener map, and you can be there, too. Again, that's map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Ladies first, to Lynn in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Hey, Lynn. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard the mention of the war on drugs, and I have a word or two to say about that.
Please do.
When we started the war on drugs, I guess mentally I replaced, based on what I was observing happening in society, I mentally replaced the word on with of, because I believe it was a war of drugs to get people onto as many pharmaceuticals as possible.
Mm, okay.
Because so many people are taking control medication, it's almost, it's just not normal.
What's control medication? What does that mean?
Control medication meaning psychiatric medication, which is basically anytime you feel down, it must be a biochemical imbalance.
Right. There are certainly...
What's going on in the world,
Lynn? Just to kind of look at this realistically, do you remember when like pesticides got really big. It was probably, 30, 40 years ago. People were really big into it. And then there was sort of the DDT backlash. I mean, I remember my grandmother would spray that spray Raid all over the place like it was just okay. I don't use insecticides. I put peppermint leaves around the house to keep the bugs out. You know, like I do.
It makes sense because a lot of the ways these products are invented is the corporations, you know, the research labs of the corporation figure out what the natural product is, and they find the active component. They patent it because you can't patent nature,
right,
and then sell it.
Well, what I'm saying is that I think that I agree with you entirely that where there's way too much of this control pharmaceuticals that you're talking about.
It's overprescribed.
It's overprescribed and being overused. It's only being prescribed because people are demanding it from their doctors because it's being advertised.
Yeah.
And I think that there'll
be
I think there'll be a backlash on it, and people will get to a better level of use for it. I think there are people out there that need these kind of medications. I think it's just way overused,
well,
especially on young boys.
Let's get back to the war on drugs, though. What did you have to say about that?
Well, I actually wanted to digress a little bit, and this is somewhat related, but I was arrested for the first time in my life about 2 weeks ago.
Mm. I'm sorry to hear that. What were the circumstances?
That's okay. It was kind of exciting. But I was arrested in the state of New Jersey for a DUI.
Okay.
And I don't know how many people are aware of this, but the law states that in order to enjoy the privilege of driving in New Jersey, you must submit to a breathalyzer test.
Right. Most states.
Yeah. And this is basically my experience. In order to screen me for whether they should bring me in or not, I was subjected to a mobility test that was basically gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of interesting. You come up with a mobility test that people are going to fail.
Yeah.
What did they have you do?
I was by a busy freeway, and I was supposed to stand on one foot with the other foot up in the air, and to go 1-1,000, 2-1,000, all the way up to 30,
mm-hmm.
which I think is excessive. I mean, you don't need that much concentration to drive, and other preliminary questions weren't asked, like where did you drink, where were you, and any of that.
Were you drinking that night?
I did. I
okay.
did. But I was not drunk, and I was my car was towed, I was handcuffed, and my rights were read to me. And then my Miranda rights were read, and the other rights were read, basically nullifying what I heard in the Miranda. And
because of the privilege situation.
Yeah, the privilege situation. But the thing is that the laws change so frequently, and people, you know, who aren't frequent flyers in the legal system, when you're presented with a situation with the police that feels alien, you know, the point is you're supposed to have an attorney to consult with.
Correct.
And what I did in my research, because my trial is tomorrow, in my research I found a statement from the Attorney General that indicates that if you take the breathalyzer or refuse the breathalyzer, no, if you take the breathalyzer and the police suspect that there's something else in your system, they're allowed to use reasonable force to take blood from you.
Holy crap.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if we allow this, then they can use reasonable force to put something in us.
This is
true. It was very frightening.
Are you pleading not guilty? Are you fighting this?
I'm fighting it. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, let us know how it goes, Lynn, okay?
Sure.
Thanks
sure.
for the call. We really appreciate
right.
hearing from you. Good luck. 800-259-9231. New Jersey. Ugh. The garbage state.
Well, you just hate New Jersey. You had a bad experience there.
Let's go. Well, yeah. I almost got killed. Let's go to Dennis in New Hampshire on the Amplifier Only line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, Dennis.
So, since we're talking about drugs, I thought we might as well also talk about guns.
Sure. What a great combo.
Yeah, always is. And there's some great news coming out of New Hampshire on guns. It turns out that a very good pro-gun law has been signed into law by our governor and takes effect July 14th.
And which one might this be?
This is the one that says in the act, this is the so-called Katrina bill, the one that says that in the event of some kind of horrible national emergency or state emergency or any kind of emergency.
There's a state of emergency up there right now, isn't there? A bunch of floods or something like that.
There's a lot of water, that's for damn sure. Darn sure. That's for darn sure.
Yes.
So anyways, under no circumstances can they authorize the taking, confiscation, or seizure of firearms, ammunition, or ammunition's components, notwithstanding any state of emergency.
That sounds like good news, Dennis. Now, wasn't there another bill that didn't make it, the one that actually allowed you to stand your ground wherever you feel threatened and shoot back?
It's true. The Stand Your Ground bill, the governor did, in fact, veto.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like we've got enough votes lined up now to overturn the veto.
We'll have to work on that. We'll have to get that one passed maybe next year.
We need a new governor. That's what we need.
Well, Dennis, you're going to have to run for office, man.
We're working on it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it as always. 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. It's Free Talk Live.
Paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this particular episode. You can get your call in, though, at 800-259-9231. Bring up absolutely anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. Everything from the bulletin board system, the wiki, the archive, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. All we ask in return is that you amp the show. It's voluntary, of course. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for. And for as little as $3 a month, you can really make a difference for Free Talk Live. What we do with the money is we take it in and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We promote Free Talk Live to radio stations to get on more stations. We promote the show around the internet to get more internet listeners, and it's making a huge difference. Your $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. To sweeten the pot a little bit, we've added in some perks. You get access to the classic archives. You get access to the Amplifier-only call-in line. We've had a few people take advantage of that tonight. You get access to the Amplifier-only forum. Plus, there's milestones along the way. We've got a final goal we want to reach. And the final milestone is we're going to reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, Manwich, must be a tough time for people this past week and a half or so. We've actually lost a few AMP subscriptions.
Mm.
And normally when somebody cancels their AMP subscription, you always send them an email saying, you know, sorry to see you go. Hope everything's okay. And frequently people will write back and tell me why they stopped. And 98% of the time it's, well, I just don't have enough money. And so apparently maybe it's since we're just after tax season or something like that, people's budgets are tightening up.
Mm.
And we've taken a little hit over the last few days. So if you've been considering AMP, now would be a good time to get on board at amp.freetalklive.com. So we, by the way, promise not to waste your money on an old beat-up submarine. What's going on, man? Which,
this is from thestate.com. The cost of preserving and promoting the Hunley, which is a... it's a Civil War Confederate submarine in South Carolina, has
made out of wood.
Well, it's not made out of wood, no. It's the cost of preserving it has soared to nearly $100 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. The Hunley is one of South Carolina's biggest financial undertakings in modern times, not counting, you know, a few universities.
South Carolina?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
what's their state budget?
I don't know.
I mean, $100 million? That's tremendous.
It's a lot. All the states have big budgets.
Right.
You know, the bigger they can get, the better.
Okay.
They can tax the crap out of you.
I thought New Hampshire only had a few million dollars state budget.
It's a smaller state that has a lot less.
Okay.
Glenn McConnell, president pro term of the state Senate, is the Hunley's biggest booster. He's been the driving force behind the spiraling price tag for the preservation and promotion of the Confederate sub. He's basically pieced the money together, keeping the project out of the public arena and away from state house debate, and he's personally authorized much of the spending of the project's public money in an arrangement the state's comptroller general says is obviously outside the framework the state has provided for distribution of public funds.
Hmm.
Not the right word. He's
okay.
Disbursement, whatever. Anyhow, it's just amazing. He's going to spend $100 million on this submarine, and... nobody's going to be able to do anything about it because they're not even going to know. That's
what?
The problem. The money's being siphoned off.
He's got the political sway to where he can just pull strings and just allocate $100 million taxpayer dollars to an old submarine?
That's what politics is about, rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
Right, so essentially they're going to spend $100 mil on an old submarine, restoring it and whatever it is they're going to do, and then they're going to put it up in a museum, and then we all get to pay to go see it?
Well, I imagine it will itself be a museum.
Oh, my God. More tomorrow night. Join us then. And in the meantime, at freetalklive.com, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Oh, my gosh. $100 million? See you tomorrow.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People.